Yeah, the line got disconnected, sir. Did you hang up the call?
No, I just kind of got
whatever. Okay. I think your network is not perfect, that's why. No problem. You just put me on speaker one more time. Put me on speaker.
And
do not hang up the call. Go to your home screen. Go to your home screen where you see all of your icons.
Yeah.
Now open the red AnyDesk application. There will be the red AnyDesk application. Just open that.
That's AnyDesk.
Yeah. Now you are going to receive the security message like the same way. You need to tick the boxes once you get it, okay? Now tick the boxes. I am aware of the risk. I trust the call. Do not show this again. At the bottom, tick the boxes and then accept. Oh, wait. Do not make any mistakes, sir. Please try to understand, okay? Okay, what you can see on the screen?
Just blank screen. Okay.
So you close the page. First you close the page.
Alright, I'll close that.
Yeah. Now again open the AnyDesk. Open the AnyDesk.
Yep, there's a bit AnyDesk there.
Yeah. Now you are going to receive the message. Oh wait. What has been happening? Your internet is not working? Do not touch anything. Okay, do not touch anything. Do not do anything. Yeah. You need to listen to me first and then you need to do the things. Now look at the bottom. Tick the boxes. First you tick the boxes and then give a click on accept. Okay. And please tell me that yes, I have done this, Ron. Tell me that.
Yeah, okay.
Again, accept. If you can see any tick mark box, yeah. And what came up?
Screen broadcast, any start broadcast.
Yeah, click on start broadcast twice. Press on start broadcast two times. Once you see any countdown is going on, any timer is running, do let me know. Like 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you see any countdown? Okay, press on start broadcast one more time. Did you press on the start broadcast?
Yeah, so then there was one.
Oh, yeah.
Screen now you,
Now do not touch anything. Do not touch anything, okay? Once I tell you to touch, then you need to touch the mobile phone. Wait for a second. Now wait for a second. Just wait for a second. Your internet is working slow, that's why. Your internet is getting disconnected again and again. Wait for a second. Okay, you are going to receive the warning messages one more time. You need to do the same thing, okay? Wait.
Yeah.
And you connected your mobile phone to the Wi-Fi, sir? Did you connect your mobile phone to the Wi-Fi?
I don't know how to do that.
Okay. Wait. And how much percentage is your mobile phone is charged?
Got 63%.
63%. That sounds great. Now, wait. You see the numbers, right? You see the numbers. What you can see on the mobile phone?
It's got a screen that says mute keypad. Speaker.
No, you press the home button. You press the home button. Why you are going on the same page again and again? Press the home button. And open the red AnyDesk. Open the red AnyDesk application.
Show to application screen broadcast. says, okay, go to application.
Yeah, go to application. Press on go to application.
Yeah.
Now wait for a second. Now be on that page. Be on that page. Okay, you do one thing? Yeah, wait for a second. Why you think this address is entered? You close that page. You close that page. Yeah,
I haven't closed that.
Okay, you close that page, sir. Close that page.
Yeah.
Close that page. And again, open the Red AnyDesk application. Again, open it. Again, open that AnyDesk.
Says enter remote address.
Okay, very soon. Okay, wait for a second. Let me just see.
Fix that security warning.
Yeah, tick those things. Do the things. Now what you can see on the screen?
Cancel or accept.
Press on accept.
Yeah.
Now what came up?
Screen broadcast any day.
Press on start broadcast twice. Now, any countdown is going on?
No.
What you can see?
Just the same screen broadcast, any disk or start broadcast.
Press on start broadcast one more time.
Now there's a 3, 2, 1.
Okay, let me just check. Yeah, I want to wait for a second. No, just wait for a second. Yeah. Now press the home button. Press the home button. Go to your home screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, go to your home screen. Yeah. Again, go to your home screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, once you go to your home screen, what you can see now? What you can see on your mobile phone?
I just got all those apps.
You see all of your apps. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you just simply do one thing. You just simply open the settings application. There will be the settings. You just open the settings. Open the.
Still gone black.
You unlocked the mobile phone. Why you lock the mobile phone every single time, sir?
I just pushed settings and it just went black.
You did not need to. What you can see now?
It's a black screen.
Yes, press the home button. Press the home button. This is your mobile phone. You know how to use that.
Oh, not really, you know. I have a lot of trouble.
Okay. Now what you can see?
I just got this screen that tells me the time and speaker and keypad.
Okay. And just tell me one thing. Do you have the computer with you?
Yeah, I've got a computer here, yeah.
Okay, you got the computer here. All right, that's lovely. And let me ask you one thing, sir. Like, normally you just use your online banking from the computer, correct?
Yeah, I don't use the phone for very much, except ringing phone numbers.
Okay. So you do the banking from the computer, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes you log in to the bank from the computer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to put the security onto the computer. So how far you are from the computer, sir? How far it is, the computer? Yeah.
Yeah, it's near me. Yeah.
Okay. You just turn on the computer first. Turn on the computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once, and just tell me what type of computer it is. Like, it's an Android, it's an Windows computer?
Yeah, Windows 11. I think it is a Windows 10, one of them things.
Okay. So you just do one thing. You open the computer and open the Google. You do not need to open the Google. Now, what you can see on the computer? Your icon? Your wallpaper and the icons on the computer, can you see that?
Icons, yeah.
Yeah. Now focus onto your keyboard, sir. Focus onto your keyboard. At the left-hand side, very bottom corner, do you see the CTRL button, control button, at the left-hand side, very bottom?
Yeah.
And just next to that CTRL button, which key do you see?
FN.
And just next to that FN, do you see the four flag Windows key? Yeah, what you need to do, you need to press that four flag Windows key with the one finger, press it down, hold it down, do not release the finger, okay? And with the help of another finger, press the letter R, R for Romeo, both at the same time. That four flag Windows key and the letter R, both at the same time.
Yeah.
Did you press that?
Yeah.
Now what came up? Release your finger from the keyboard. Now any changes came up onto your computer screen?
The run box, yeah.
The run box. And just in the middle of the run box, can you see open in a wide search panel?
Yes, yeah.
Is the search panel is empty or is it something written over there?
Empty, yeah.
Empty. So type in over there from your keyboard, all in the lowercase, www.3w.
Yep.
Then any desk, A for Australia, all in the lowercase, okay, without giving any space.
Yep.
It's www.anydesk, like A, N for Nancy, Y for Yellow, yeah, D for David, any desk, then dot, put a dot, then COM, Charlie Oscar Mother. Did you write it?
Yes.
Yeah, read the whole thing for me.
www.anydesk.com.
Yeah, now give a click on OK. Now what came up once you press on OK? I beg your pardon?
It says access now.
Correct. Yeah. Now just where you see access now, just next to that, can you see download now? Anything called download now? Yeah, give a click on download now. Yeah. Press on the download now. Now, once you tap on the download now, do not touch your computer. You just, without touching your computer, focus at the left-hand side, very bottom corner, or either it will be at the right-hand side, top corner. Can you see a small file is downloading called anydesk.exe?
Yeah.
Yeah. So once the downloaded will be completed, please double-click on that anydesk.exe, that open file. Okay.
I've already got this any disk.
Okay. Like you on the computer, do you have the any disk?
Yes.
Okay, you have the any disk on the computer, right?
Yes.
Okay, no problem. So you just simply close that page. You close that page.
Yep.
And check onto your computer, you have the any disk you told me. You open that any disk?
Yep.
Yeah, once you open that, do you see your numbers? There will be numbers, 9-digit number. Yeah. Yes, confirm the number.
756.
Yeah.
039.
Sorry, 139?
039.
Okay, 039, then?
722.
722. It's 7560397 22, right? Now wait, you are going to get the same security warning, okay? Like the things you got on your mobile phone. So just wait for a second. Let me just check. And then I'll help you to set the password so that nobody can misuse your information. Okay. Now check you got any security warning there onto your computer.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it will be asking, tick the boxes, security warning, I am aware of the risk, those things, tick that.
Yeah.
Yeah, press on accept. Did you done?
Yeah.
Now again accept. Now wait for a second. Now give me a moment. Your internet is working very slow, sir.
Okay,
no problem. Now, can you see you're connected to the National Crime Agency? Can you see that?
Yeah.
Now, can you see on the profile where you see possibly scam detected, we have started the security. Give a click on that. Just below the profile, can you see possibly scam detected? We have just started the security. Give a click on that. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah. It says possible scam detected.
Yeah. We have just started the security. Click on that. Click on that possibly scam detected. There will be a small arrow. Give a click on that.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening. Tick all the boxes. There will be a blue tick, a small gray tick boxes. Tick all the boxes.
Yeah.
Now wait for a second. Now click on that possibly scam detected this time. Click on the possibly scam detected. Any changes?
Nothing.
Okay. Give a click on the minus sign. Now give a click on the minus sign. Let me just check. Give a click on the minus sign. Yeah. Now wait for a second. What you need to do. Now look at the right hand side top corner. Can you see there will be just below the X? Not that. I'm talking about the any desk page. Just below the X. Can you see four straight line? Give a click on four straight line. Yeah. Click on that.
Yeah.
Now once you click on that, now click on set password. Give a click on set password. Now press on. Yeah, now press on yes. What has been came up? Once you click on set password.
Set password and then confirm password.
Yeah. Now I'm just giving you the password. You need to write the password all in the lowercase. Secure. SECURE on the lowercase. Secure. Type in there. Should I spell it for you?
Wait a minute, I get that.
Hello,
I'm getting
that
here.
Okay. Secure. Yeah, all in the lower. S-E-C-U-R-E, secure. Then 0786. Secure 0786. Did you put that? Now again, click on confirm password. Click on confirm password, the next box, and put the same password, secure 0786. Now wait. Now where you see permission profile, just below that permission profile, can you see unattended access? Give a click on that, unattended access. Click on that. Now once you click on unattended access, click on full access there, full access. Yeah. Press on that. Now click on apply. Press on apply.
Yeah.
Now be with me on that page. Okay. Let me just check the security. Just be with me. Be on that page, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, just give me a moment. Just be with me, okay? Now, you did not need to go anywhere. Let me just check the security for you. And how old the computer is? Can you tell me, sir, how old the computer is?
About 12 months.
Near about 1 year, right? Near about 1 year. Just wait for a second. That means it is not very old. Okay. Now, just wait. Now, scroll down the page. Scroll down the page a little bit. Now, can you see permission? Now, can you see create TCP tunnel? Give a click on that. Create TCP. Wait. Do not scroll too much. Listen. Can you see create TCP tunnel? Give a click on that. Create TCP tunnel. Tick that box. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm just trying to clear the word. Nothing's happening.
Okay, nothing's happening. Just wait. Go to the top. Scroll down. Scroll the page to the top little bit. Wait. Now stop. Now can you see permission profile? Give a click on permission profile. And just below the default, give a click on default. Press on default. Yeah. Nothing's happening.
There's nothing there. Huh?
All right, now I'm just checking the security. Suppose if your device turns black, please do let me know.
It's gone black.
It's gone black. Okay, now wait for a second. That means the security has been started. Okay, just give me a moment, sir. And I'll just helping you to provide you the security. And once your screen will came up, please do let me know. Okay. Okay. Okay, can you see your screen has been came up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Screen's back up.
Yeah. So first of all, what you need to do, one thing. I need to check the security things. So you just log into your Wendigo first, your Wendigo bank. You log into your Wendigo bank.
What do you want to log in the Wendigo bank for?
Yeah.
I don't do internet with Wendigo.
Okay, so who is doing that banking with the Bendigo, sir?
Oh, I bank with Bendigo, but not to do in online. I don't do anything online, Bendigo.
Okay, you don't do online banking from the Bendigo, right? Okay, and have you ever checked your statements online from the Bendigo?
Probably yes.
Yes, so that is the thing I told you. You need to just log into it so that I can just put the security inside it, okay? Just log into it.
No, I'm not going to log into Bendigo Bank.
Sorry?
Not with anyone else on my computer. I'm not going to log into Bendigo Bank. No.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
The thing is that we need to just simply check the security things, all right? Because the thing is that, let me tell you why. Because lots of people has misused or misplaced your information in the different platform. And that's why we need to put the security one by one, all right? And that is the reason. We are not asking you to give me your information. We have all of your information. And that is the reason we need to check the securities. Understand? We need to start the graphical scanning to removing all the foreign IP addresses. You got my point?
Yeah, but I have to go what Bendigo Bank told me. Don't log in anywhere on the Bendigo Bank site with information.
Okay, tell me, what makes you confusion? I'm not asking you to give me your details, sir.
This is not.
Yeah.
They told me not to log in to the Bendigo with any.
Who told you? Who told you?
The security of Bendigo.
Okay. So you are not, you are doing it by your own. You are not logging for me, sir. You are just doing it by your side.
They tell me if there's anyone else in my community, and that they would talk about this any desk thing. I didn't know what it was.
Any desk is a security thing, which help you to connect you to the security surveillance.
I know that, but then they tell me, like, if I've got anyone else logged on my computer with me, I don't log into Bendigo Bank.
Okay. Then if you don't think so, you did not need to log in it. Okay. You did not need log in it. Okay. So let me just check the security. You did not need to log in it.
Yes.
And I just want to just simply got the confirmations for the security thing. So do you have any token machine? Like a token key?
Yeah.
Because from the Bendigo, the security team has provided you.
Oh, I got a little thing, you push a button to get a number off,
yeah? Yeah, correct. That is the security thing, and it will be helped you to upgrade the firewall security. Okay, wait for a second. Let me just check. And your internet is working very, very slow, sir.
That's what we've got.
Okay. So just give me a moment. If you see your device turns black, that means I'm going to start the security. I'm gonna wait for a second. Now, any changes came up?
This is a thread blocked.
Yeah, can you see we have blocked, thread blocked? Can you see that? We have put the security and we have blocked some of the threads. So what has been came up? What has been came up? Yes. So you press on yes? Yeah. Press on yes. What has came up? What has been came up?
Move to quarantine or more options.
Okay, just let me check. Okay, let me just check. Press on okay. Okay, click on the X.
Yeah.
Now wait for a second. Again, click on the X. And let me just check. You close, click on the X. Did you close that?
Yeah.
Okay, now wait for a second. Now let me just do one thing. Now let me just start the firewall security for you. Now what you can see on the screen?
It's PC screen only, duplicate.
Yeah.
Extend.
Nothing's happening?
Uh-oh, it's gone now.
Oh, it's gone now. Okay.
Is that threat thing again?
Okay, no problem. So what you need to do, you need to just simply click on the X. You need to click on the X. Click on the X. Yeah. Now just wait. Now click on OK, press on OK. Now you just log into your Greater Bank. You just log into your Greater Bank here. Press on OK. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, once you put your username and you put your password, do not click on login. Okay. You just put your username and put your password there. Now, wait. Now, I need to just simply start the firewall security. Okay. Now, you just simply check if your password is correct or not. Can you see any I sign over there, sir? Any I sign? In the corner, can you see any I sign there? And check if the password is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, press on login then. Press on login. Simply press on login. Now, wait for a second. Now, once you log into your account, okay. Now, what we need to do, we need to put the security onto your account, okay. We need to put the security onto your account. And like, are you the only person who is using that account? Are you the only person?
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. So I need to just check the security. You log out from your account. Or you just simply log out from your account. Press on log out. And let me help you to start the, now close that Google page. Close that Google page. Again, close that Google page. No, wait. You need to close the X sign. At the right hand corner, there will be the X sign. Close that X. Close that X sign. Yeah. You close it? Okay. Now, wait for a second. Just be with me. Let me just check the security thing one more time, and I need to start the security. And we have just found there are 6 to 7 foreign IP addresses connected to your computer. Okay, there will be a lots of viruses inside your computer, and that's why we need to just cancel all the things so that we can just catch the people who are just having your information and where they have just misused it. Understand?
Yeah, but I can't stay here much longer. I've got to go.
Yeah. I understand. You need to go. I do. And tomorrow at what time you will be free, sir?
I've got to go. I won't be back until 10 or 11 o'clock. And then I've got to go to bed. And then I've got to get up. And then we're going away for the weekend.
Like when you need to leave? When you need to leave, sir?
When? I'm going in about 15 minutes. I'm leaving.
Okay, and tomorrow at what time you will be free? I'm asking you, tomorrow at what time you will be free, sir?
I'll be traveling all day tomorrow.
Tomorrow, all day you are going? Tomorrow? Okay, and then when you will be came back? When you will be came back?
Sunday night, late Sunday night.
Might be Sunday night, correct? Okay.
Yeah,
so just give me a moment then. Be with me for a while, okay? Be with me.
You there?
Yes, sir. Be with me. I'm just taking the security. Just be with me.
Sorry, I've just got to go now.
You need to understand that we are just working on it, sir.
Well, I'm sorry. You better need to understand. I've got a wife that says I'm going.
I totally got your point. I'm asking you just your 10 to 15 minutes and then I'll leave you.
She's staying now.
That is not the right thing, sir. That is not the right thing.
Sure. Well, I'm sorry about that, but she rules his house, not me.
I understand, but it is needed. It is for your security, sir. It is for your security.
I'm sorry, I've got to go.
Give me 10 minutes. Give me 10 minutes.
I haven't got 10 minutes. I've got to go.
Then just tell me when I will be able to get in touch with you.
Not until Sunday, well, Monday anyway. If I'm here Monday, but I've got to go now. All right, goodbye. Thank you.
You don't have 5 minutes?
I haven't got any time whatsoever. I'm gone.
Sir, that is the right behavior you are doing. That is the right behavior.
Alright, I'm gone.
We are working on the security. You have shut down the computer. We need to just work on to this.
No, I've got to go now. Goodbye.